BBC News with Marion Marshall. Finance ministers from the 17 countries using the euro are making last-minute attempts in Brussels to prevent the collapse of the banking system in Cyprus. The European Central Bank has warned it will suspend emergency funding for Cypriot banks unless a new plan is agreed by Monday. Christian Fraser is in Brussels.
The Cypriots feel they've been very badly done to. In the words of one Cypriot MP, they feel like they're negotiating with a gun to the head. But there's equally strong rhetoric from the Germans. Wolfgang Schäuble, who came into the meeting tonight, saying that he wanted to help the Cypriots, also said that he wanted a sense of realism from the Cypriots. And to add to all that, in the Financial Times tonight, difficulties being reported in the relationship between the IMF and the European Commission, who are the two key brokers in these bailout deals.
Rebels in the Central African Republic have taken control of the capital Bangui, seizing the presidential palace. A spokesman for the Seleka rebel coalition, Eric Massi, spoke to the BBC.
Seleka occupe l'ensemble des points stratégiques et a pris effectivement le contrôle de la capitale.
Seleka occupies all strategic points and has taken control of the capital. The chairman of Seleka will make a statement to the nation in the coming hours. Our priorities for now: to restore security throughout the national territory. We call on all forces of the nation to unite to rebuild the country.
President François Bozizé has fled the city. Government officials in the neighbouring Democratic Republic of Congo said the president and his family had arrived there. A humanitarian worker in Bangui described the situation as chaotic. More than 120 prisoners in eastern Nigeria have escaped after armed men tore down the gate of a jail and forced the cells open. The prison was one of several locations targeted in the town of Kanye, near the border with Cameroon. A bank and at least one bar were also hit. The militant Islamist group Boko Haram is suspected of carrying out the simultaneous attacks, which police say killed 25 people. Hundreds of thousands of people have demonstrated in Paris against plans to legalise gay marriage and adoption. Police fired tear gas to stop sections of the crowd breaking through into the Champs-Élysées. Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
It was the second monster demonstration against gay marriage that the French capital has seen inside 2 months. This time organisers called for a mass rally on one of the avenues leading off the Arc de Triomphe. Once again, as in the first demonstration in January, it was a vast crowd. And once again, most people said that their motivation was not gay marriage as such, but their fears for the children of gay couples once they enjoy the right to adopt. The bill goes before the upper house, the Senate, in early April, where given the socialist majority there, it's likely to pass, meaning that gay marriage and adoption should be legalised in France by the middle of the year.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi, has warned that he may take steps to protect the nation after clashes on Friday between the Muslim Brotherhood, to which he belongs, and opposition protesters. Mr. Morsi said he didn't want to be dragged into having to make a harsh decision. Opposition protesters attacked Brotherhood offices in several cities, and more than 150 people were injured in the clashes, the worst this year. An opposition spokesman described Mr. Morsi's comments as scary, saying they could herald repressive measures. The Syrian opposition leader Muazzar Khatib has resigned from the Syrian National Coalition just 4 months after taking the post. But the SNC is reported to have asked him to stay on. Jim Muir reports.
Mr. Al-Khatib did not spell out his reasons for resigning after barely 4 months in the job. But the signs are that it was triggered by the election last week of Hassan Hitto to head a new opposition interim government, a step that Mr. Al-Khatib believed to be premature. The rebel Free Syrian Army has also said it will not recognize Mr. Hitto because it said he was not elected by consensus but imposed by outside powers.
Police in Britain say they've found no evidence that anyone else was involved in the death of the exiled Russian oligarch Boris Berezovsky, whose body was found at a property near London. Mr. Berezovsky was once a Kremlin insider who amassed a huge fortune after the breakup of the Soviet Union. But he fled to Britain after falling out with President Putin. Police in Colombia say they've seized half a ton of cocaine hidden in a shipment of bricks. Officers said the drugs would have been worth close to $2 million if sold on the streets of the United States. The cocaine was found stashed inside cases full of bricks in the Colombian port city of Cartagena, ready for shipment to Honduras. Police suspect that the construction firm behind the shipment was set up solely for the purpose of smuggling drugs. BBC News.